there are radios, which I am sure they are, receiving radios, those should be given back to their owner, because confiscating private property is tantamount to theft. Therefore, I don't expect that this is what will happen. Now that it's been clarified by the Commissioner General that receivers are okay, but transmitters are not, and once it's established that those radios are receivers only, they should be given back to their owners. Political parties and well-wishers are well within their rights to give radios to people who cannot afford them.
But who gave the police this directive to ban the radios?
Well, this is not something new. This is something that has happened in the past. But in this particular election, because now the three political parties are in government, it has got a different tenor altogether, because now we can engage each other one-on-one and discuss like we did today. And today, I was very clear that this is not acceptable. It is not on, in fact, it is not even legal.
How will you ensure the people of Zimbabwe that police will follow through on what you have agreed to today?
Well, the question you're asking me is like saying, how does God ensure that people don't commit sins after they have listened to the priest? Do you see what you're asking me? It's practically impossible. But all I can say is, once I have given, like I did today, together with Mohadi, speak to the Commissioner General, who is the head of police, it is now his duty to make sure that he sends a signal to all the stations to cease forthwith the seizure of radio, which are not transmitters.